Blackstone presents Raising Wild, Dispatches from a Home in the Wilderness by Michael P. Branch. This book is read by David Morantz. For Hannah Virginia and Carolyn Emerson. Preamble. Learning to Walk. Off the trail is another name for the way, and sauntering off the trail is the practice of the wild. That is also where, paradoxically, we do our best work. Gary Snyder, The Practice of the Wild. I earned my whiskers as a desert rat out in the remote, hilly, high-elevation western Great Basin Desert, scurrying across the land, scrabbling up every dome, running each ridge, scouring all the canyon draws, poking my snout into any rocky crevice I could find. My life's ambition had been to inhabit a place so remote as to provide immediate access to solitude and big wilderness. After many years of making incremental decisions that inched me closer to this dream, at last I took the leap. I put my life savings down on a parcel of raw land in the hinterlands of northwestern Nevada. My new property was not only suitably isolated and rendered nearly inaccessible by mud, snow, and unmaintained access roads, it was also at 6,000 feet in elevation and adjacent to public lands stretching west all the way to the foot of the Sierra Nevada Mountains in neighboring California. Never mind walking the dog, I'd be able to launch solo backpacking trips from my own front door. Of course, I had no front door and no house to hang it on, just an exposed windy patch of sand and sagebrush out on the threshold of a vast, beautiful, high desert wilderness. My first hike from the secluded hilltop where I would eventually build a passive solar home began at sunrise. I set off alone, tromping west up a nearby hill that I would later name Moonrise. From the crest of Moonrise, I looked out across a sage-filled draw that swept gracefully up to the rocky cliffs ornamenting a higher summit ridge I would later call Palisades. Another hour of stepping out brought me to the top of Palisades, from which an even higher ridge came into view. Harder scrambling brought me to the boulder-strewn crest of that third ridge, which I would name Prospect. From Prospect, I gazed west over my dream landscape. Below me, steep slopes of sage and scree, dotted yellow-green with mounds of ephedra, fell away to a deep, broad, sweeping valley.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?